You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Go! Hour 3 of the Daily Tip starts right now on the BetMGM Network. I'm Chelsea Messenger. She's Kate Constable. And over the next hour, we will get into all of the interesting details that make the NFL what it is, including the Chiefs possibly officially being out of the postseason, because that's what it feels like after the Chiefs lost to the Texans last night. Our biggest betting takeaways from that game. And also, we'll get to Monday Night Football as well. Speaking of, you know, teams that we can't trust, can we trust the Eagles? They play the Chargers tonight. We'll give you our best bets for that as well. As I mentioned, Kate Constable in for Jinx today. So, Kate, I think maybe you were a little later to the party than some of us. But I felt like leaving the light on season was officially over for the Chiefs weeks ago. But here's the thing. When it comes to the odds, the Chiefs continue to be favorites, and they continue to lose games. Last night, they lost to the Texans 20-10 as 3.5-point favorites. So, Kate, let me ask you, are you out on the Chiefs finally?
Chelsea, I am finally happy to say that I am officially out on the Chiefs. And it only takes, the Chiefs to be pretty much mathematically eliminated for me to finally be out of them? Like, I mean, God help me if I was still in on the Chiefs. That would be probably a poor sign on my judgment, because it's going to be tough for them to make the playoffs. I believe they only have a 50-some percent chance if they win outright. And a bunch of stuff falls their way with other teams, you know, what happens with other teams down the stretch. It's crazy that they continue to be favorites, but the books have to price them that. You can't price the Chiefs as an underdog. It's just money will pile in on the Chiefs. And I mean, I guess as of yesterday, like, the books would have won. Chiefs losing by 10, even if they were slight underdogs, would have been profitable for the books. But like, it makes sense that they continued to price them as favorites. Even, I mean, they're at home. It's essentially a playoff game. Backs are against the wall. Like, that was a spot Kansas City should have won, granted, like, going up against a really good Houston defense. So I think what we're seeing is not necessarily like the dynasty being over, but just the dynasty just being put on pause for a year. The dynasty maybe going through a slight, argument about the dishes, and you know, you need your quiet time for 15 minutes after, then you guys can reconvene, something like that. I don't think it's completely over for Kansas City.
I think maybe the dynasty is over, but I'm not out that the Chiefs could be back in the postseason next year. I just don't think that, like, we're gonna see like multiple Super Bowls over the next 5 years is kind of what my takeaway is. But here's the thing, like, it would be one thing if the Chiefs were losing in close games, in which they looked like a good team,
But last night, they didn't even look like a good team. They scored 10 points. And granted, some credit needs to go to the Texans defense, who has been great all season long. And they've been great against good quarterbacks because, you know, they did this against Josh Allen where they made him look mortal. And it should be noted that Kansas City was down three of their starting offensive linemen. And as we know, Patrick Mahomes, like every quarterback in the league, does need some sort of protection. When you're running for your life, it's obviously not going to be a great game. But you look at the numbers in this game, and it was some of the worst numbers you'll ever see from Patrick Mahomes, where he had three interceptions, no touchdowns, 14 of 33 for 160 yards. So I think that's the big takeaway. And of course, you know, that's going to be the talk today. You know, are the Chiefs officially, you know, out? And it does feel like that. I feel like you look at their chances according to Next Gen, playoff chances are sitting at 18%. I don't even want to say their record because I'm around too many kids and their record is 6-7. So oh, go ahead, allow yourself a minute.
We almost got the full spot without any 6-7.
Right, but my point being is that they're standing with a losing record. But Kate, let me ask you this. Like, I feel like I watch national shows and I'm like, well, why can't we just talk about the winning team? But again, like, the bigger storyline is probably the downfall of the Chiefs. And they had all these celebrities watching the game. Taylor Swift was there. Leonardo DiCaprio, I think, was in the booth. Lena Dunham. So it's a team that I think people were ready to see kind of like pushed off the mountaintop. But it's still the biggest storyline for me in this game. Like, obviously, the Texans won the game. And it's a team that we probably should mention as a team that could play spoiler in the AFC. But don't you feel like the Kansas City Chiefs, like, being off the mountain? Like, here's the crazy thing. The Chiefs have won their division 9 years in a row. This is going to be the first time in 10 years that they're not the champs of the AFC West. So to me, it still feels like the biggest storyline.
Chelsea, I think you could argue that this is one of the biggest storylines, not just of this week or this game, but like in the NFL this season is what the Chiefs have done or lack thereof have done. I mean, last year it was like, okay, the Chiefs are winning all these one-score games. Can they continue on to do this? And this year it's the complete opposite, is that they're losing a lot of those one-score games or losing by margin. So I think that is a big story, especially, I mean, you talk about the stars on the Chiefs and all the attention around Travis Kelce because of Taylor Swift. Like, is this going to be Kelce's last season? I would have told you coming into the year that as long as the Chiefs had somewhat success this year, like they went to the postseason, did what they usually do, won the AFC West, that maybe Kelce would retire. I don't think he goes out this way after a terrible record, missing the postseason. Like, I kind of think we see Travis Kelce come back for at least another season. But I think, I mean, it's very fair to argue that the Chiefs' lack of success, their downfall this year, is the biggest story in the NFL. And you mentioned all the 9 straight AFC West titles. Like, Patrick Mahomes has been to the AFC Championship in every season since becoming the starter for the Kansas City Chiefs in 2018. Like, that is a crazy stat right there. So to have that streak be broken this year, like, just kind of piles on to the storyline of what's going on with the Kansas City Chiefs and is the dynasty coming to an end.
Right, and especially when the eye test doesn't match up with, hey, this team is still a contender. Because I think we all gaslight ourselves and we say, hey, they're not that bad, right? And then you watch the game and you say to yourself, this is not a good team. And a lot of it is from sources that you would not expect. Like, starting with Andy Reid making some really uncharacteristic calls down the stretch where I read that he has not made this call in 27 years of coaching, like going for it on fourth down deep in their own territory, where in this game, I think they were on like their 31-yard line or something. Fourth down, they go for it. They don't get it. And then the Texans are set up, you know, pretty with a great field position, and they end up scoring. And of course, the Texans end up winning the game. So it just feels like when desperation is there, they're doing things they don't normally do. You see Travis Kelce dropping passes, somebody who's usually pretty reliable. And again, Patrick Mahomes just not looking like himself. So we knew that, you know, last year they were not a dominating team, but somehow they still made it to the Super Bowl. This year, they don't even look like a good team.
No, they don't. But going back to the Andy Reid thing, like, that's what happens when you get desperate. That's what happens when your backs are against the wall. And for the most part, the Chiefs' backs have not been against the wall over the last decade. So, like, it's uncharacteristic of Andy Reid because he hasn't had to be there before. And, I mean, yeah, Travis Kelce yesterday, 5 targets, 1 catch for 8 yards. You think you're winning a game against – and, again, Chelsea, like, this is all focused on the Chiefs, but, like, the Texans' defense is so good. That is one of the reasons that the Chiefs struggled so much. That might be the main reason the Chiefs struggled so much. So, like, have to give credit where credit's due. But even against really good defenses in the past, it feels like this Kansas City team's been able to figure it out. When was the last time Mahomes had 3 interceptions and not a single touchdown pass in a game? There's probably been one out there where he lays a dud, but, like, I can't remember off the top of my head when that is. Doesn't happen all that much. It's just things that we don't see from this Kansas City team that we're finally seeing this year.
Right. And again, maybe it's time to pivot to the Texans because, again, they were the winners of the game. So maybe we should talk about them a little. And this is a trend that we've seen with this Texans defense. The Texans defense against great quarterbacks has been great themselves. Because we saw it last night making Patrick Mahomes look absolutely human. And in fact, not even like a good quarterback. Some of that has to do with the injuries on the offensive line. But we saw this in the game against the Bills. Josh Allen was sacked 8 times in that game and pressured on 33% of his dropback. So this is a trend that we've seen with the Texans defense, that even against the best offenses in the NFL, they're going to have a chance simply because their defense is just so good. Now, the question is, can their offense score, I don't know, more than 17 points? They did just enough last night to get the win. So that's going to be the question mark going forward for the Texans in the postseason, is that do you trust their offense enough to hang with some of these teams? But right now, the AFC feels like the upside down, where I'm not going to say it's anybody's game, but I do feel like it is a more vulnerable year than other years past, where you don't have the dependable names at the top of the favorites list other than Josh Allen. And like I just said, if there is a matchup problem for Josh Allen, it's the Houston Texans.
Yeah, 1,000%. I don't trust the Texans offense quite enough. I think CJ Stroud has played better in his three games back from that concussion. And as long as he continues to improve, this offense continues to improve, because think back early on in the season, they lose their first 3 games, but they have a new offensive coordinator trying to figure things out, some injuries early on, like maybe cut them some slack because of that. I mean, no one wanted to, including myself. I was bashing the Texans early on, but like they have become better. The thing is, like, the Broncos don't have a high powered offense themselves, so like two of the top teams in the AFC, I guess, I mean, if you look at the standings, Texans are 7th, but like two of the top defensive teams in the AFC don't really have high powered offenses. The most complete team is New England right now. Bills can win because they have Josh Allen, but the Bills don't have a defense. So it's like, I'm not trusting the Jags or the Steelers, who are right now the 3rd and 4th seed in this conference. So I think there is a path for Houston because of the lack of dominance, I guess, of any other team. And that's kind of funny to say because there are 2 11-2 teams in this conference with the Broncos and Patriots. But I don't think either of those... Well, let me backtrack. I think New England's fairly complete. I think Denver is still missing a pop offensively.
Well, if you look at the Texans' schedule down the stretch as well, they have a lot of winnable games. So next up, they host the Cardinals. Then they host the Raiders. They go on the road to the Chargers. Okay, maybe that's a tough one. And then they finish the year against the Colts, which would be a tough game. But now Daniel Jones is out for the season. So it just feels like one of those things where the Texans can certainly gain some steam down the stretch. And I've doubted them in the postseason before. And I've taken the other team. I can't remember if it was the Browns or the Chargers. But, you know, the Texans, you know, they could be a team that I think a lot of people don't want to think about just because they're not a team that's super fun to watch because it's predicated on defense. And I don't know, like, people don't like teams from the AFC South. It's not a sexy division, but right now the Texans just 1 game back of the Jags. So that is certainly within striking distance. So the Texans can get into the postseason that way. And again, you don't need as many wins in the AFC to make mm-hmm. the postseason as opposed to the NFC where it's like, hey, you're not winning 10 games. Get the hell out. Sorry, Bears. Like, that's what sucks for the Bears. Bears have been so good. And then you look at the standings in the NFC and they're probably thinking to themselves, why can't we play in the AFC this year?
Right. I'm looking at Jacksonville's schedule because that's who obviously the Texans are competing with in the AFC South. Like, their schedule's pretty easy down the stretch. You have the Jets. Yes, you go to Denver. That's a tough game. I think Denver wins that game. You go to Indianapolis. Would have been a tough game. No Daniel Jones. And then you end up with the Titans. So Texans kind of have to be nearly perfect the rest of the way, I think, to win that division. I certainly think they can do it. And maybe you get a slip up from Jacksonville, despite winning four games straight, four of their last five. I would trust the Texans right now with that defense, even with the offense, like we mentioned, a little shaky, more so than I would trust Jacksonville, because their wins have been less than impressive. Like, okay, you beat the Titans. Colts win yesterday was a solid win. You beat the Cardinals in overtime, not doing a whole lot for me. So, yeah, Texans certainly have a chance to win this division.
Yeah, and they've already played their two games this season, and they split. Right now, both these teams only have one divisional loss. And like I said, the Texans play the Colts for their last divisional game, and the Jaguars also play the Colts and the Titans. So the Jags actually have a chance for two more divisional wins. I don't see any surprises there, probably. Like, the Colts still have a chance, maybe. Because here's the thing about the Jags. The Jags are fully capable of losing to anybody on any given day. That just kind of feels like the Jags to me. So I don't want to trust them as minus 175 favorites to win the division. All right, coming up next, time to get our bets on the card for Monday Night Football. Eagles, Chargers, it's next on the Daily Tip.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
For three, the Daily Tip here on the BetMGM Network. Chelsea Messenger here, Kate Constable, and for Jenks. So, Kate, I keep looking at this game between the Eagles and the Chargers and thinking that a bet's going to come to me. But I keep staring at it, and the more that I stare at it and look at the numbers, just doesn't feel like a game I really want to bet on. Like, of course, I'm going to cobble something together, but do you ever have this feeling when it comes to, like, standalone games? We're like, okay, this is the only game on. I got to have something. And it's usually not a great scenario when you are forcing a bet, but that's kind of how I feel about this Eagles-Chargers game. Because, like, from a spread perspective, you're like, okay, the Eagles, no one knows what we're going to get from the Eagles. It feels like on a weekly basis, except for the fact that, like, they're probably going to play in a close game. Then you look at the Chargers, and Justin Herbert is coming off hand surgery this week. So who knows, like, what he's going to operate out of, if he's going to be fully 100%. And this Eagles secondary, like, on paper has been pretty solid. And you're like, okay, it's going to be low scoring. But the total's 42. Who wants to play an under 42? I certainly don't, even though I feel like that's probably the way to do it. And then you're like, okay, well, what about props? If the total's 42, this is probably not going to be a great game for props. Like, somebody's probably going to get hit their prop, but it's just tough to thread the needle when odds makers are not expecting a ton of offense. Of course, you could say, oh, well, you could play unders. But what I hate about that is that guys can get this in, like, a single try. So you're like, okay, like, we'll bet on Saquon Barkley to be, like, ineffective or, like, not get his number. What if he rips off a big run of, like, 45 yards and then you're, you know, underwater even though he'd been averaging, like, 2.3 yards per carry on the rest of his rushes? So any way you slice it, like, I'm not enjoying trying to find a bet in this game, Kate. How do you feel about the Eagles and the Chargers? And you're muted.
Almost made it throughout the show without being muted. Dang it. I think this is going to be, it feels like it's going to be a pretty mundane game. Like, there isn't a whole lot pointing me to the fact that the Eagles offense could pop off in this game. I mean, you look at what they've scored the last couple games, 10 points against Green Bay, granted a win, 16 points against the Lions, granted a win, 21 against Dallas, 15 against the Bears. I mean, I just read that Kevin Petula's house was egged after the Bears lost because of how bad the offense has been. I don't know if that just automatically turns around tonight, especially this Chargers defense has been really good so far this season. I mean, almost the season, but they've been very good. Third in total defense. They are second in passing defense. It's the rushing defense where, like, if you're going to point to any sort of, struggle, like, flaw, they're still 13th in run defense. Like, so I don't know necessarily. I think you're right to think that, like, okay, unders probably are the right move for props in this game because we're not going to get a whole lot of points. I mentioned earlier, like, Saquon Barkley, maybe you go over his rushing yards, like, try and get a little bit more creative with some of those star players that are probably going to have to continue to command a very big role within the offense. But, like, I mean, Saquon, he gets a little screen pass or something and he could go off for, I mean, 16 and a half in one run if he wanted to. The other thing that I think is worth looking at is Jalen Hurts and his rushing yards prop. Petula talked in the media this week about Jalen Hurts using his legs and, like, having some more design runs for him this game. And so I think that could be an avenue that he finds a little bit of success in, especially in years past, he's been fairly good at using his legs and scrambling. And maybe this is kind of a desperation spot where passing game is not going well against this good passing defense, and Herbert's going to have to use his legs a bit more.
All right. So let's look at the number for that, because I do think that's at least a strong hypothesis, especially for some of these primetime games against good defenses. Because, like you mentioned, the Chargers pretty good across the board. And again, if all the targets are covered and the secondary for the Chargers has been really good this year, that's when quarterbacks normally take off and run. And especially somebody like Jalen Hurts, who we know can be really dynamic with his legs. I think it's somewhere in the range of 26.5. Let's see what the over-under is. It's not listed at BetMGM. Love that.
I said 29 earlier in the half. I mean, I would prefer the 26. Yeah, I'm seeing 29.5 right now at some other books.
All right, so let's cross-check that. Let's do, like, a live handicap of this. if we want to play it. So if you look at his last few games, here are the game logs: 31, 33, 31, 27, and 22. And usually he'll have a long one peppered in there. Like last game, he had a 23-yard run, despite a loss against the Bears. So I think that's a pretty solid one. I do think at least for, you know, his floor, like I like looking at players, I'm like, okay, how high is the floor for them? Like if things are just absolutely terrible, do we have a chance of hitting this bet? And it does feel like the floor is pretty high for Jalen Hurts because his worst game rushing was 22 yards. Because sometimes with quarterback rushing yards, you can go for negative yards. We've seen that with Patrick Mahomes as he runs backwards, but not really the case for Jalen Hurts as he's pretty solid with getting that positive yardage. Also, we mentioned this earlier, the chance at a Jalen Hurts touchdown. This used to be a foregone conclusion. We're like, oh, the tush push, duh. If they get even close to the end zone, it's going to be an Eagles touchdown with the tush push, and usually you'll get Jalen Hurts for a pretty solid price. Hasn't been the case as much this year. He's plus 105 to score a touchdown. He's hit it in 50% of his games this year. But would you put some money on Jalen Hurts to get in the end zone?
Yeah, especially to, you know, use his legs a little bit more. I think he could get outside the pocket if they're near the red zone, 20-yard line or something, and scramble and find the end zone that way. And then the tush push. Yeah, the Bears stopped the tush push on Black Friday, but I mean, the tush push is still working pretty good, where if they're on the 1-yard line, 2-yard line, that's what they're going to go to. So I like that you're still getting plus money in it. Last year, that was minus, what, minus 110, 120 for Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. And this season, you're at least getting a tiny bit of value. So that's where I would go with Jalen Hurts. Any props for the Eagles in terms of like a side, Chelsea, not having Lane Johnson or Jalen Carter in for the Eagles is huge. When one of those players has been out this year, the Eagles are 0-4 against the spread. So if they're not covering this spread, they're likely not winning this game. On the road too, like the sabotage factor for the Chargers is that Justin Herbert just had hand surgery and their offensive line has been just totally scrambled over the course of the season. So like it's not like the Chargers are perfect on their end either, but I think they are in a slightly better like team state than the Eagles are in terms of just like morale and continuity and chemistry, because every week it's the same story coming out of the Eagles locker room, is that like the players don't like each other, the offense is falling apart, no one's happy, we're implementing positivity rabbits in the locker room. Like if you have to do that, like something's not right, where the vibe check, if we're going off vibes for our handicapping today, which you should never do, I lean towards the Chargers.
Well, I think for me, if you kind of look at both these teams, you're like, okay, both these teams have question marks, but one of these teams you're getting 2 points with. Like if you think it's essentially a coin flip, you go with the team that's getting 2 points, in my opinion. But I have tried to like, you know, get creative on this and find a bet that I do like. Maybe this is a situation, and I know people are going to look at this and be like, same game, teaser, Chelsea, what are you doing? But I do think it kind of fits the bill, because my hypothesis is that even if the Eagles win, it does not feel like a blowout win to me. So like that's one side of the coin where you say, okay, one of these legs is going to be the Chargers plus 7. I do think even if the Chargers lose, it's going to be a closer game. You look at the last 9 games for the Eagles, only 2 of those have been Eagles wins by more than 7 points. And one of those was an Eagles win over the Lions where it was 16-9. Like that's right, you know, it's 7. So it just feels to me it's not going to be a blowout win. And I also think it's going to be a lower scoring game. So that's the second leg of the same game teaser. And depending on how much juice you want to lay, you can do Chargers plus 7, under 47, that's minus 105. Or you could do under 49 and you give yourself a little bit extra wiggle room, and that is minus 125. So I think that's the threading of the needle that I'm probably going to try. Because that's the hypothesis. I say, you know, one of these teams is going to win in a close, low-scoring affair, and I think maybe that's the way you play it.
I think you're spot on with that. So giving yourself a little wiggle room on both sides, not a bad idea at all. We've also just seen primetime games be lower scoring this year, Chelsea. Like, we haven't seen too many primetime games totally pop off in terms of the scoreboard. And so to expect a lower-scoring game in this one, I think is pretty fair. And the line is telling you that too. 42. It's down to 41.5 some other places. We're down to 1.5 in favor of the Eagles. So money coming in on the Chargers as well. So Chargers and the under. If those are your two teaser legs, I mean, you're on the right side or the side that the market is doing. I mean, although very limited moves, it's still moving that way.
Right. And I'll say this about like two teams that I have not been super high on, you know, coming into this saying, oh, you can't trust them. Their defenses at least look trustworthy, because like that's been the thing with the Eagles. The reason why they have 8 wins on the season is because the defense has won a lot of games for them. Remember that stretch where it was like the Eagles beat the Packers 10-7. The Eagles beat the Lions 16-9. It's because, excuse me, of that defense. So I think it's fair to look at these numbers and say like it's going to be a closer scoring affair, because I came into this game with the hypothesis that the Chargers have this great pass defense, because all you hear about is like the Chargers are great at limiting the big play. And you do look at yards per attempt, and the Chargers just out of the top 5 in the NFL, only allowing 6.4 yards per attempt. But if you look at the Eagles secondary, they're only allowing 6.6. So it's a great secondary on paper as well. And if you look at this Eagles secondary, they're allowing a league low 56% completion percentage to opposing quarterbacks. So if you have that matchup going against Justin Herbert, who might not be 100%, I think it's lower scoring. So I think points are going to be at a premium, and I think we have a lower total. But let me ask you this, Kate. It's 42. That's the normal number for the line. Will you be playing the under on that?
Yes. I still think it's an under game, even at that total. I don't see a whole lot of action tonight. Like, I mean, the Chargers have been winning games, but their offense, like the weapons on their offense aren't, can you say they're not elite? Omarion Hampton coming back, like that could be a boost in the run game, but he also hasn't played since week 5. I don't think he's necessarily like a game changer in terms of going to pop off for 120 yards or anything like that. So I think this is going to be more of a defensive game, especially everything you just said about the secondary for the Eagles. Like, they can kind of shut you down. And Ladd McConkey, yeah, he's great. The fact that I'm umming here is like, who? I mean, Keenan Allen, fine. Quentin, they're all just like okay players. It's not like you have any Jamar Chases or Justin Jeffersons on this offense that is going to do some serious damage against even a very good secondary. I think this is going to be kind of a dud of a game in terms of points scored.
Right. And it's not, I don't think I'm super low on the weapons that the Chargers have. I just think when you don't have an offensive line to give you time, you can't utilize those weapons correctly, because we've seen a lot of offensive line injuries for the Chargers this season. So maybe that goes into it as well. But sometimes you see these higher numbers and you're like, okay, well, they scored 31 against the Raiders. The Raiders defense is a far, far cry from what we'll see from the Eagles defense. So don't read in to that too much. And the Chargers have still gone under the total in 2 of their last 3 games. If you look at the Eagles, it's been 4 straight unders for Philadelphia. And a lot of that has been based on their offense needing to figure it out. As we know, tensions are mounting for their offensive coordinator. So let me ask you, do you think this is the game where the offense finally gets it together? Like, I feel like the answer is no, but this is what kind of, you know, scares me in the back of my mind. It's the same thing when you bet against teams like the Chiefs, like the Ravens, where you know, like, maybe somewhere in there is a good team. This is a team that won the Super Bowl last year. Yeah. But it's also December 8th of the season. If they haven't figured it out by now, when are they going to figure it out?
That's kind of my point. Like, I don't think it's all just going to necessarily come together for the Eagles. And because they're coming off of, you know, 2 straight losses means that the Eagles are the team that's going to bounce back. I think if there's any team that bounces back in these spots, it's a team that has chemistry and the locker room is okay. Like, the locker room is not okay in Philadelphia, and that's been a storyline for weeks now. So I don't think you go on the road across the entire country to, mind you, Philly to LA. Jim Harbaugh is a very good coach. He's going to have a great game plan, and all of a sudden everything just kind of falls into place because it's time for things to fall into place for the Eagles. Like, I just don't think that's what we're going to see tonight. I think the Eagles continue to struggle a little bit, and they're going to have to figure things out before the playoffs. They're still in a great spot to win the division, But I don't think that whole figuring it out thing, offense turns around, happens tonight against this Chargers defense.
Yeah, I think if the Eagles win, it's going to be on the backs of their defense. Like, and that's what we've seen for most of the season. So I'm not saying the Eagles can't win. I'm just saying they're probably not going to score 35 points. And if they do, all credit to them. We'll be glad that they're back. And A.J. Brown, hey, maybe he'll be happy for once. All right, coming up next, best bets come your way after the break. We've saved our absolute best for last. It's next on the Daily Tip.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, time to land the plane. It's the final segment of the Daily Tip on a Monday, December 8th. In a few moments here on the show, we'll get to our favorite plays. And listen, there's been some lamenting and some complaining about this Monday night game between the Chargers and the Eagles, but we've settled on some things. In fact, I think Kate has three bets in this game. Kate Constable in for Jinx today. But before we get to our best bets, I was going to ask you about this because I feel like I'm in the exact Venn diagram of who this would work for. And it doesn't work for me. So I'm wondering who this does work for. So last night, Peacock had what they called, quote, the reality hot seat alternate broadcast of Sunday Night Football between the Chiefs and the Texans. And they had like these reality stars who hosted this. So they did play-by-play of this game. And I'm thinking to myself off the top, I'm like, if Tom Brady struggles with play-by-play, do we really think these reality stars are going to be able to carry a football broadcast? I did not watch this, but here are the names. And I didn't know any of these people. Boston Rob from Survivor. No idea. Heather Gay from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, which I know that's a popular franchise for The Real Housewives. Still don't know who she is. Podcast host Justin Sylvester and Kate Chastain. So no disrespect to these people, But, like, they couldn't get bigger reality stars? Like, maybe if it was Snooki, if it was Ariana Maddox, if it was Kim Kardashian, maybe this would have worked. But, like, I can't even feign interest in this. I don't know who was watching this.
I saw clips of this on Twitter this morning, and I wondered to myself, like, who are these people talking about the football game? Like, what? I don't know half these names, Chelsea. I mean, you know I live under a rock when it comes to pop culture, but, like, I do know the big names. And maybe these are, like,
right,
massive names. I don't know. But, like, Kate Chastain, oh, she's got a million followers. I suppose maybe I should know who that is. I didn't get it. It didn't hit for me at all. I didn't even know it was happening, one, last night when I was watching the game, but two, like, seeing clips this morning, no. I was just confused. And I know it's, like, the fun aspect of, like, they're trying to explain the game. They don't exactly know everything, the ins and outs of what's going on, and so that's what makes it funny, is, like, trying to explain to your, like, you know, best friend who doesn't watch football what's happening. Like, I don't know. It did not hit for me. I don't. Do they have any more of these planned? Like, what's the deal?
I think it was only because it was the Chiefs, and, like, my only thought is that they probably talked about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift the whole time.
Yeah,
and it's just some industry executives, like, they'll just talk about Taylor Swift, and we don't have to pay for Taylor Swift. But I don't know. It seems too niche for me.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know these people well enough. So, like, I was asking, I was like, okay, what about the flip side? Like, me and Dent were talking, we were like, okay, what if Peyton Manning did, like, an alternate cast of, like, Love Island or something? And I was like, you know what? Actually, I'd watch that. But that's so dependent on his personality. That's because Peyton Manning's, like, legitimately funny. And he is an A-lister. I think the problem with some of these TV networks is that they confuse social media fame with overall fame. Because you say this girl has a million followers. I would be curious to know how many people have a million followers on social media. I feel like it's probably a big number. I click on these people all the time where I have no idea who they are, and they have like 5 million followers.
Yeah,
but it's not the same as people who are like A-list actors, where it's just like, their Q score. I don't know if you've heard of that metric where, like, people who are in every demographic, like, know who they are. It's just, like, there's too many influencers. So just because somebody's famous on social media does not mean that everybody in the country, like, think about how many million people are in the United States. Like, only 1 million of those people even know who this person is.
It's weird. I would actually watch Peyton Manning, though. But you're right. It is all personality dependent. And I mean, the niche is too small of which they, like, Max said in our chat that Kate Chastain is from Below Deck. Well, unless you watch, like, a ton of Bravo and that's your one show on Bravo, like, if you watch sports in general, you probably know who Peyton Manning is without having watched, you know, him through his entire career. If you didn't watch Below Deck, and I say all this knowing, like, I have so many girlfriends that are, like, that went to BravoCon. So, like, maybe there are people that are, like, totally into this and this is their life. I kind of couldn't imagine that.
Right. I don't know. So, the reason I mention this is because they're going to have another alternate broadcast tonight for Monday Night Football. But, listen, I feel like this one makes a little bit more sense because I think it's geared towards children. So it's the cast of Monsters, Inc., and it's going to be on ESPN. It's their third animated all-cast that they've done. They've done this on Nickelodeon, and honestly, I feel like they do a good job. Because, like, the kid broadcasters are actually pretty good. And the thing is, there are kids who are interested in football, but some of the words and, you know, the broadcast on the normal one is too adult for them. Not even like adult in a bad way. It's just, you know, they use bigger words. So, like, the kids one is more fun. So I actually see a pathway for, like, if you have kids, maybe you would watch this one.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm going to flip over and just watch this for a couple of minutes. I always do with all of these alternate broadcasts that are like the kids ones, the SpongeBob ones in the past, a Simpsons one. Just because it is funny. It's comical. And, like, I have so many little nephews that are getting into sports, and, like, this will probably help them understand the game a little bit more. So is your average NFL loving adult probably going to be tuning in to this broadcast? No, not more than, you know, a minute or two. But like, I think it's awesome for the kids. It gets them more involved, helps them understand the sport better. And it is kind of funny at the same time. Plus, I love Monsters, Inc. Like, I don't know who Kate Chastain is, but Mike Wazowski, oh yeah, he is right up my alley right there.
Right. It's a really popular movie. So I understand it. At least if I was like an industry executive, if you were pitching me that idea, I would agree with the Monsters, Inc. one. Not so much the reality hot seat, because why wouldn't you just watch reality TV if that's what you're into? All right, so without further ado, let's get to what we're actually playing in tonight's Monday Night Football matchup.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Kate, since you are guest hosting, you get to go first. So what we want from you here is your singular best bet. Pick one bet that you like, the one you like the most, and you tell us why.
I am going to take Jalen Hurts over 29.5 rushing yards as my very best bet. He's been using his legs a lot more lately, racking up those yards. I think he continues to do that with this offense struggling. Maybe takes matters into his own hands at times in this game, especially if it's close late or if the Eagles are down at all. So I am going Jalen Hurts over 29.5 rushing yards tonight.
Ah, I like it. I like it. I like it. All right, for me, I had trouble kind of landing on something for this game. Just everything kind of led to a dead end for me. So I got a little creative, and I'm not a huge fan of same game teasers, but I feel like this one kind of fits the bill because the hypothesis for me is that this is going to be lower scoring, and I don't see either of these teams really blowing the other one out. Because what have we seen from the Eagles? Like, that has been the calling card for the Eagles, is that even when they're winning games, they're not dominating. If you look at their last 9 games, only 2 of those have been by more than 7 points. When it comes to wins, some of those games they've been losing outright. So first leg of the same game teaser is the Chargers +7. I think the Chargers can keep it close with an Eagles team that's offense has not been anything to write home about. And then, since points are going to be at a premium, we're going to combine Chargers +7 with under 49. That's -125. Both these defenses have been really dependable. Even if you don't trust Justin Herbert and his, you know, recovery from hand surgery, which goes into the handicap as well, both these defenses have been tops in the NFL in some category or another. You look at the Eagles defense against the pass, allowing the worst completion percentage of any defense in the NFL to opposing quarterbacks. Opposing quarterbacks completing just 56% of their passes. Then you look at yards per attempt, and the Chargers have been one of the best teams at limiting the big play, allowing just 6.4 yards per attempt. So I think both these defenses kind of fit the bill here. So let's go a same game teaser. Chargers +7, under 49, -125. All right, Kate, I know you got a couple other bets. What are they and why?
Just sticking with the Jalen Hurts angle, Chelsea, I'm going to go an anytime touchdown, +105. You get a little plus money there. If I like him to run, I think he can find the end zone on at least one of those. And if it's not a designed run or a scramble of anything, it's tush push. Like, I'll just bank on the tush push. I mean, my bets kind of contradict each other, because I'm also going to go Chargers money line. I mean, I think that the Eagles can score once or twice and the Chargers can still win this game. Chargers have the better defense right now. They have the better offense right now. I know Herbert's banged up, but as long as he's out there, I'm pretty confident that he's going to be okay, serviceable at the least. So I'm going Chargers money line, plus this line is moving ever so slightly, half a point in favor of the Chargers since it opened.
I think you can still thread the needle there. Like, I don't necessarily think that they're contradicting, but maybe don't play them in a same game parlay. Like, you can play these separately. Yeah. But, like, that's my advice for anybody playing same-game parlays. Make sure all of the legs correlate. Because I will say this. Like, as opposed to playing all bets, like, say you play 4 individual bets that all hinge on the Chargers having a good game, that's when you can find yourself underwater. If you have a lot riding on one particular result. So this way, you kind of have a couple outcomes covered.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah, anytime I try, like, couple weeks this year, I've thought the Lions were going to absolutely go off, and I, you know, do a fun little same game parlay on multiple Lions players to, like, just destroy the stat sheet, and I get destroyed in the backlash of that because it is hard for multiple players to have like breakout games type of thing and your parlay to hit. So I'm done with same game parlays for the most part, Chelsea. All three of those bets tonight for me are all going to be straight bets.
But if there is a team that you could sell me on a same game parlay, it's usually the Lions. Because like their offense is so easy to fall in love with. Like Jahmyr Gibbs, it feels like he's matchup proof. He is so electric and dynamic. So I see where you're coming from when it comes to the Lions. We'll see on the Eagles and Chargers, though. We'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. That's going to do it for us here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. For me, for Kate Constable, go out and have a fantastic Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.